What are they expected to do? Well, they're expected to consider evidence from RCTs and from observational papers and from case control studies to look at the impact of breast screening both in the UK and elsewhere. And they have to limit what they look at to things that have been published or accepted for publication. So the route was not open for people just to send stuff in. This is what we've done locally. It had to be peer-reviewed. They are asked to look specifically at the most recent publication. If you think about it, the Two Counties study has published 29 years of follow-up now. So they are asked to look at the most recent publication from each of the various studies, but they can look at earlier ones if they so wish. And that may be relevant, because one of the issues is how soon do you see an effect of breast screening? And then they've also been asked to look at published systematic reviews or meta-analyses and published papers on methodologies. And if you really want to see what they've been looking at, there are 11 pages of references on the website, which is the Cancer Research UK website. I have to say, if any of you are planning to do a master's or anything like that, in any aspect of breast screening in the near future, that's a damn good reading list. It is a huge amount of learning, because these people, you know, even the breast cancer guys don't know anything about screening. So they've had to take on a huge amount of new knowledge in order to do this work.